Hi, and welcome to Catastrophic Comeback. This particular series within Catastrophic Comeback is devoted to people that might have legal ways to recover from catastrophic events. The Catastrophic series as a whole is designed to help anybody who's had a life-changing event in their lives, a life-changing injury, loss of a loved one, a diagnosis, something terrible, whether you have legal recourse or not. This particular series is devoted to those who do have legal recourse or may have legal recourse. And so we want those people to have an idea of what to do going forward. And so, for example, when my kids were little, they used to love to ride roller coasters, you know, and I hate riding roller coasters. And so, but what I found that is that when I, it was intimidating for me. So what I found that if I was in line and I could look it up on my phone and see like a point of view, video of roller coasters and how, and what to expect, then it took away some of the fear, some of the anxiety, and it made it easier for me to you know, participate and enjoy myself. And so I'm hoping that by us talking to you and showing you what to expect in a litigation process, in a to engage in a legal recovery, in a financial recovery, in a legal battle to recover damages, that it'll take away some of the fear, take away some of the anxiety, and put you in a better position to make good decisions for yourself and your family, and then lead to a comprehensive recovery so that you can make a full and complete, you know, physical, financial, and emotional recovery. And that's the purpose of this particular series. So welcome. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Catastrophic Comeback Podcast with American injury lawyer Clark Speaks, helping you find hope, purpose, and joy after a catastrophic injury.
Welcome back. I'm continuing my conversation with Jeff Watson, managing attorney at Speaks Law Firm. Jeff, we were talking about these catastrophic cases, and specifically cases that involve both workers' compensation and third-party liability. We were talking about when somebody's injured in a catastrophic case, a lot of times workers' comp is very quick off the ball, and they're you know, aggressive about getting that treatment. But over time, they start peeling that back. And so what happens is people get in these sort of situations where they feel like, okay, well, I'm being taken care of. I don't need to call a lawyer, you know. And so let me ask you, under those circumstances, you know, should a person call a lawyer immediately, or should they wait and see how it goes?
Well, from a workers' compensation perspective, you really want to call the lawyer early so they can get involved and make sure you're getting the right care, you're getting to the right specialist, you know, that your wages are being paid. Sometimes we'll see that they'll pay for medical care, but then they're not sending the weekly checks. So there's different things that
you want to make sure the right forms are filed, the forms are filled out correctly.
A lot of different
you're getting
forms.
The right amount of money, because a lot of times we see that they're not getting the right amount of money, and those have to be, and there are time limitations on these different forms that have to be filled. The employees have to be noticed, and they have to be noticed properly, right?
Correct. And the employees may not know what those forms are, or that they even have a duty to file them, or when they're supposed to file them.
How would they? You know.
Yeah. So you know, that's important to get involved early. And also, when you have an experienced attorney and the workers' compensation carrier knows that you have an experienced attorney, you know, they deal with Speaks Law Firm a lot, so they know that we know what we're doing. So that matters, because a lot of times that sort of heads off problems down the road that they know, hey, we can't peel this layer back, because if we do, Speaks Law Firm's going to go crazy, like they're not going to let us do that. So it fixes problems before they occur a lot of times. From a third party perspective, it's important because evidence disappears. You know, if you have this accident and they fix the bulldozer and they clean up the site and all the videos erased and now there's no even images of what happened, all of the, you know, witnesses have been fired, they move. All of the evidence that you would have to make this third-party case against somebody that was at fault is gone. And so if you wait, it's too late.
All that you're left with under those circumstances is a company that where somebody was catastrophically hurt and they performed an investigation, all the evidence is gone, you have no ability to perform an investigation, all you're left with is their assessment of what happened in that circumstance.
That's right. So
to me, that is why it is so critical that, and people don't want to do that. They don't want to make those kinds of decisions. They want to be able to focus on themselves and their families, and it's understandable. It's absolutely understandable. Who wants to engage in the mental gymnastics of trying to figure out who's got the nicest billboard or the nicest TV commercial or whatever, the best reviews? And nobody wants to try to figure that out when they're dealing with something that's fundamental to their identity, to their family, to their future. But it's necessary, right?
It is necessary, because if you don't do that, it could affect your future. I had a call this week from a mother grieving from the death of her daughter. Somebody else was at fault in that case, and she called us, and the statute of limitations had already run. She waited several years to do anything about it, and unfortunately, the news was, we can't help you because the statute, you waited too long to call us, when we really would have liked to have been involved from day one and gathering all that evidence and getting some recovery for this grieving mother. And, it's sad to see those circumstances. So we really want people to get us in early.
We see it in cases. I'm thinking of a case that we resolved recently, catastrophic case. Factory situation. If you'll remember, the factory was not set up in a safe way, and it was a hallway in a construction situation in a big plant. And at the time, there were images. I mean, the scene was, there were boxes all in the hallways. This equipment didn't work. The equipment was in the wrong place. And then after the accident, their team comes into place, deletes all the photos off of everyone's phone, cleans up that hallway. 2 or 3 years later, we get these photos back, and the hallway looks like a operating, a research hospital. Clean, safe, everything's in its place. Just a completely different. And so now you got to go back and demonstrate the difference in the condition of the hallway as it was on that day, as compared to it appears in these photos, and so that's a difficult thing to do.
It's very difficult.
If you don't have the evidence. Fortunately, in our case, we were able to secure the evidence, secure the witnesses, and those kinds of things. But that's one of the that's why it's so important that those things happen. Rain. I mean, waiting a week, the rain could change tire tracks, tire impressions, footprints. And so we'll talk in a few minutes about AXA reconstructionists and the role they play. But imagine, imagine a scenario where that person has to investigate a year later when they don't have, what are they going to investigate?
Yeah, sometimes vehicles get crushed, they get hauled off, the black box with the data about how fast that car was going and where they when they braked and all that, that's gone. And the tire impressions on the ground are gone, the tree that was knocked over by a car is cut and moved away, and the scene looks completely different.
Well, so that's a problem for us. Is it a problem for the insurance company too, or not so much?
Well, not if the changes in it help their case.
We have the burden of proof, right? So it's up to us to prove all this stuff. So if the stuff goes away, plus there, let me ask this question a different way. A person who's catastrophically injured, they're in the hospital. They don't want to have to make this decision. They just want to be with their family and not think about it for a little while. They know they're going to have to make a decision and about what to do about this in the future. They're going to have to talk to somebody. They're going to have to direct their family to talk, their wife, their husband, their child, or their brother or somebody. Go find somebody, or help me find somebody, or whatever. But they're putting it off. What's the insurance company doing that time?
Well, they're getting statements. They're doing investigations. Evidence may be gone, disappear. They're building their case.
100%.
For if you do come after them, they're ready, and now you don't have the stuff you need to go after them.
Well, they know that you're eventually coming after them, right? And so they are doing the things that they have to do to cover themselves, and they are doing the things that they have to do to limit their liability, to create a scenario where it demonstrates that you were partially at fault, if not completely at fault. And then they are also doing the things that they can do to try to minimize their exposure, and then that which means minimize the money they pay you and maximize the money that they save. Are there any other examples that you can think of that demonstrate how important it is for people to contact an experienced legal professional quickly after something like that happens?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen situations where commercial trucks will run into one of our clients, and you know the car is mangled, serious injuries. That commercial truck has a camera inside of it that captured the entire video. The first things we're going to do is write a letter to them with a spoliation letter that says, "Do not get rid of this evidence. Hold on to all of it and preserve it." And they've got a duty to do that. And if they get rid of that evidence, we can use that against them in court, that you know, in front of a jury that says, "Hey, they had a camera, but they deleted this video."
But if we don't send that letter, then what happens?
Then they can just get rid of it.
So, Jeff, let me ask you this. I'm thinking of a case that we resolved in the last month or two where the call came in to us a couple years ago. This is a parent and child hit by a commercial vehicle. The collision report that was generated by the investigating officer basically showed that driver, the parent, kind of pulled out in front of a truck. This is a situation where they call us early, within a day or two of the accident, maybe hours, I can't remember, very quickly. And we are able to go out, you know, get the collision report and go out and do an investigation. And we were able to see that the evidence did not support the officer's investigation and his report. Can you tell us a little bit, without divulging any client confidences, can you tell us a little bit about that scenario?
Yeah, in that situation, you know, vehicle pulls out in front of a commercial truck. It looks like the vehicle pulling out that didn't have the right-of-way is at fault. And in North Carolina, if you are at fault, you contribute to an accident, you don't recover.
Nothing, zero.
Zero, not a thing. And you know, we had
doesn't apply to the passenger, but it's still the way the guy had it. The investigating officer had it drawn up. It looked like it was the child's father's fault.
Yeah, we had a child in the car that pulled out in front of the truck, and the child. You know, if that driver of that car is at fault, and it's not the commercial truck's fault, then the child can only recover against the vehicle's policy that the child was in. In this case, it was a minimum policy of $30,000.
And wouldn't touch this kid's injuries.
Yeah. Catastrophic injuries, medical bills.
Surgery, you know, potential permanent injury.
You know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars worth of medical stuff. And so this $30,000 policy would have been nothing. It would have been disastrous for this child for the rest of their life. So we were able to, because they called us early, we were able to get in quickly, do an investigation, get experts involved, save, you know, the evidence, and we were able to prove this commercial truck was actually at fault as well. And so the commercial truck ended up, you know, paying, you know, a large sum of money to this child. We were able to recover for him, and it's life changing.
If you'll remember in that case, we went to the scene, and you could see from the tire tracks in the direction of the tire tracks that it was clear that the driver had started to pull out, didn't pull out all the way, and the commercial driver, who was going too fast, lost control and then hit this person before they pulled all the way out. And then those tire tracks proved our theory of that case. Without those tire tracks, if those people waited a week or a month, you know, or maybe even a couple of days, and the owner of that property had repaired those tire tracks, we wouldn't have the same outcome, would we?
Not at all. The police report made it look like the vehicle was all the way out in the lane in front of the truck.
And that wasn't accurate.
And it wasn't accurate.
I mean, nothing against the investigating officer. He's doing the best he can. But that was everybody makes mistakes, and that was a mistake on his part. And because those guys called us in an early time, we were able to prove that commercial vehicle was at least partially at fault for that accident. And also, hey, there was also an accident reconstructionist that we used in that case, and we were able to, and that guy, that reconstructionist, was able to find the black box that you remember. Was that helpful in this situation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it shows the speeds that they're going, that they were going too fast over the speed limit, and it can actually show when they braked and how fast they braked, and to show if they were paying attention or you know, whether they tried to decrease speed or just lost control. It gives you all that information.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll continue our conversation in the next episode.
Thanks. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.